for coming. I mean, I really didn't have anyone else to talk to about this, but... And yes, I'm sitting on the floor. Don't judge me. Good, because I know you wouldn't judge me. Yeah. Yeah, can you sit on the floor with me? Thank you. When I got the news that he cheated on me, I didn't know who else to call or talk to but you. You were the first one in my head, so I was like, you know what? Let's call him up. Also, you never really sleep, so... Yeah. I can't form words because I've been crying for the past couple of hours. So my brain is mushy, but all I can really say is, yeah, I guess I'll be cliche and say that my heart's broken. But in a way, I have, not in a way, I have every right to feel this way. He was the first guy I ever slept with. And he knew, and he kept reassuring, he was like, I'm ready to have sex whenever you are. I'm not going to pressure you, and I'm not going to do anything intentional to hurt you. And I believed him. My dumbass really believed him. And it sucks, because at first I was nervous. Us being in a relationship, at first I was very nervous. Because he easily could have gone any other girl. Easily. And I just kept saying, why me? Why me? And I really thought I just got the best. But here we are. After finding out that he was cheating on me. The first 2 months into our relationship. He knew I didn't want to be vulnerable. I don't like being vulnerable. He knew that. And he decided to hurt me when I'm the most vulnerable. What did I do wrong? I'm asking you this because you're my best friend. And you wouldn't lie to me. So I'm asking you. What the fuck did I do wrong? I tried being a good girlfriend. I tried being there for him. I sacrificed a lot for him. And I thought he did the same for me. And he kept reassuring that I would never, ever hurt you. But here we are. Here the fuck we are. Here I am, sitting on my bedroom floor, crying for 3 hours after finding out that her boyfriend fucking cheated on her. I should have seen this. I should have expected this. I am shocked that it happened, but in a way I'm not, because like I said, at first he easily could have gone in with anybody else, and he did. But I was so hesitant, and I was so cautious in the beginning because I just didn't want to get hurt. But he kept telling me that he would never hurt me. He saw the good in me. I should have known that was a motherfucking lie. God, I should have known. I don't know what else to think anymore. Like I said, I've been on this floor crying for hours, and my brain is just mushy shit. No. No. You were the first and only person that I called and talked to about it. Like, I know that I'm not gonna cry because I'm so drained. But I thought crying would help. I really did. I really thought crying would help. But it got worse. It got a lot worse. Never answered my question, though. What did I do wrong? No, don't give me that bullshit. I know that I did something wrong. I don't know. Whatever. Thank you for coming over. I really appreciate you, you know that? Yeah. You know I always appreciate you. Everything you do for me is amazing. And it never goes unnoticed. Everything you do and everything about you is just fucking incredible. And I mean that. You know I don't lie. I'm always very blunt with things. I guess this is the universe's way of saying that I don't deserve anything real. Come on. We dated for 7 months. He started cheating on me the first 2 months into the relationship. You know what's worse? It wasn't even with one girl. Mm-mm. I didn't tell you that. It wasn't with one girl. He cheated on me with 5 other girls. Yep. I know them. I know the other girls. I know of 3 people, 3 girls. 2 of them I'm friends with, and 1 of the 2 were like good friends. So, moral of the story, everyone around me was lying. Everyone was lying. Hey, no, not you, not you. When I say everyone, I mean everybody on this earth except for you. I just like being around you. Like this smile. I haven't smiled like this in about 5 hours. Because I had a pretty shitty day. And then this was just icing on the cake. Easily. I'm not you. I'm not gonna drink my feelings away. No. I should, but I'm not going to. No. I mean, a lot is going on in my head. But at the same time, nothing is going on in my head. It's just, I have a very complex mind right now. More than it already is. But yeah. No, I like it when you put your hand on my leg. Because you'll give it a little squeeze. And then you'll do that swirly thing with your index finger. I think that's just like a little love language touch you have. Like, your love language is touch. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate it. I do. Like I said, you're the only person that I talk to about this. No one else knows. No. When I got home, I was blasted with so many messages from my family. And I checked and I was like, is there a family emergency? And they're like, no, we just wanted to talk to you. Just see how you were. And I didn't answer and I just hung up. So, I didn't tell anybody, not even my family. You're the only person that I've told. And I'm not gonna lie, I would like for that to be that for the next couple of days. If you don't mind. Thank you. I'll be okay. Yeah, I'll be okay. Just come here. No, I need affection. I'm done crying over a guy. I just need your arms around me. Because I feel very safe in your arms. That was a little stutter. I meant to say, because I feel very safe in your arms. I always do. No, these are dry tears. My tears are dried up. Yeah. I have a little headache, but it's not unbearable. Just being here with you helps. Yeah. You're doing that nose thing. Do you not know what that nose thing is? Oh, God. Okay. When you get nervous, you wrinkle your nose. You've been doing that for years, and I always mention that to you, and you never remember. But why are you nervous? Come on, talk to me. I'm vulnerable. I don't like showing my vulnerability. So therefore, you have to do the same for me. So tell me. What's on your mind? I was on your mind the entire time you got here. Like on the drive here, you were just, yeah. You're really adorable, you know that, right? Not just adorable. No, not just adorable. You're adorable. You're cute. You're dumb sometimes. Well, not sometimes. You're dumb most of the time. But you're very caring and loving and intelligent and sweet. And just amazing. No, I'm talking about you. This isn't about me anymore. Because I vented everything. So now it's my turn to spoil you. And you gotta deal with it. You're doing that leg thing again. Yeah, with the index finger swirling on my leg. No, I'm not complaining. I didn't say I was complaining. No. I would never complain about that. Just like how I don't complain when you wrinkle your nose when you're nervous. Now you're doing the hand thing. The hand thing? You scratch your palm when you have something to say. Yeah. Yeah, you scratch the middle of your palm. Or not scratch, but you touch it or you rub on it. When there's something on your mind. Or if you have something to say. So say it. You're shaking your head. You're not gonna tell me. Well, is it easier with words or with actions? You're still not going to answer that. You're so stubborn. Well, I guess it's my night of being vulnerable and blunt and telling the truth. You okay? All right. Well, I will be you. I will just open my hand, rub my palm, which is an indication that I have something to say. And instead of me using my words to say what it is, I guess I will take a step further and show it to you. And I know you're gonna say, don't do that, you're vulnerable, you just got your heart broken, blah, 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 blah. Can I be honest with you? Well, more than I already am. I've been thinking about doing that to you for a while now. I've been wanting to do that and this and this and maybe this. Yeah. In a way, I'm happy that what happened happened, because it was you. It's always been you. And I can say that with my entire heart and with my chest. And I don't know if you feel the same way, because I didn't really feel the reciprocation of the kiss. But I guess that was your answer. You know me, I'm never this flustered. But I'm usually pretty flustered when I'm around you. You don't notice that? Because you're stubborn. Because you're really stubborn. You're very stubborn and cute and adorable and really hot. Do you want me to go on? Do you want me to shut up? I'm assuming that's me to shock him. I know we're on my bedroom floor. But do you want to take what we're doing here to the bed? Okay. Okay. No, I just really, really, really like your hands because they're running down my body and I can feel them on my ass. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want this to continue. Do you want to continue this? Good. Take your shirt off. Wow. No, you're just very, you have very soft lips. They're very addicting. Mm-hmm. Like very, very addicting. Mm. Yeah, continue what you're doing. With your hands moving lower and lower down my body. I know I asked you this, but I'm gonna ask you again because I am polite. I'm flustered, leave me alone. But may I continue? Like going down on your body. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. You just already really hard. No, I'm not mad. You're so fucking cute. I'm not mad. I've asked you twice. Now shut up and let me do what I want to do. Okay? Good. Now I will try my best to not be flustered. So, let's take these off. Holy shit. No, it just looks very, 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 very delicious. How does this feel look like? Do you like what? Do you like this view? That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah? Good. Now, how do you like this view of me? licking. Just your shaft. Uh-huh. Good. Not gonna lie, I've been dreaming about doing this for a while now. Maybe about like 2 years. Give or take. Okay. Well, I know you like the sight of me licking your shaft, but how do you about this? No, you just... Yeah. Hey, I'm trying my best not to be flustered by you and this delicious cock. Oh, fuck. What? You don't want me? You want me to come back up? Yeah? What? Well, someone likes my thighs. Yeah. You want to tease me? You want to tease my pussy? Yeah. Yeah, go eat my pussy. Oh, you're kissing up my leg. This is a very, very delicious view that I'm having. Oh, God, this looks so good. And I know for a fact that that mouth on my pussy is gonna feel... It's gonna feel really good like that. Holy shit. Talk to me while you're eating me. Yeah, you've been thinking about this? You've been thinking about eating my pussy? Well, it's a good thing I've been thinking about you eating me out. With those delicious eyes looking up at me. Oh, and with your hands on my tits. Yeah, this, this is what I needed. Oh, and the best part is that I have a headache, and coming really helps with headaches. Oh. Your tongue. That exploring tongue. Oh, that I love so much. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that feels good. You wanna put your finger in? Yeah. Put a finger in my pussy. Yeah. Make it wet. Yeah, make it nice and wet. Push it in more. Push it in more. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Yeah. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Oh, and this looks really hot, too. Your face in between my legs. Oh, your face in between all my thighs. Oh, I've been dreaming about this for so long. Oh, and it feels better. It feels better than I thought it would be. Yeah, add a finger in. Add another finger in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, put two fingers in me. Oh, like that. Oh, pump my pussy. Pump my pussy while you lick my clit. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. No, you just took your fingers out abruptly. I wasn't expecting that. Oh, but your tongue feels, your tongue feels better. Your tongue feels a lot better in my pussy. While you're using your thumb to rub my clit. Yeah. How do I taste? Yeah? Good. Oh, good. Oh, because it's all for you. Oh, this is all for you. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh my God, this feels so good. Make me come. Please make me come. I want to come on your face. I want to come on your mouth. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mumble my pussy. Oh, fuck this. Holy shit. You mumbling in my pussy feels like a fucking vibrator. It does. Oh, keep going. Oh, keep doing that. Oh, I'm gonna fucking come. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm sensitive. That was amazing. It really was. Oh, you love kissing my legs. No, it looks really hot. Oh, hold on.
just want to take this in. I just want to take in this really, really hot naked body that's on top of me right now. Okay. It's always been you. Yeah. All I've ever wanted. I just didn't know you would feel the same. Yeah. I just wanted to re-say that. So, yeah. Can I be a soft little girl for a minute? Thank you. Now shut the fuck up and pound my pussy. Yes, I mean it. I mean it. Ugh. 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 Here, let me wrap my legs around you. Yeah, okay. Ooh. Oh, your tip on my entrance. That just feels good. Does my pussy feel good? Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, you can. Oh, you can push. I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good. Oh, fuck. Oh. Here. Let me wrap my arms around you, too. So you can get deeper in me. Yeah. This is all I've ever wanted. Yeah. All I've ever wanted was your cock. Oh, fucking my pussy. Yeah. Okay. No, I want you to go faster. I want you to pound me. Yeah. Yeah. We both need to relieve some stress. So why not let it out on each other? Yeah. Oh, just go ahead. Oh my. In my ear and tell me how good my pussy feels. Please. Please. Oh, that feels, oh, that sounds so good. Oh, that's so good. So fuck you. Oh, fuck. Oh, come here. Oh yeah, make me feel good. Yeah. Oh, use my fucking body, please. I just want you to feel good. So do whatever the fuck you want with my body, please. Please. Yeah. Yeah. Call me a good girl. Use my fucking body. I'm your good fucking whore. Yeah. Oh, I'm your good slut. I'm your good fucking slut. Just use me. Oh, you're gonna come. You're gonna come. Look into my eyes when you come. Yeah. Look at my eyes. Look down. down at me when you come at me. Please. Oh, your thumb on my clit. Holy shit. Yeah. Holy fucking shit. You're gonna come. You're gonna come. I'm gonna come too. Oh, look at me. Yeah. Fuck. Run my bus. Oh my god.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell that when I started calling myself a good whore or a good little slut, that just took you on a high. Here, collapse on me. Yeah, I don't care. No. Oh, this is what I needed. Yeah. I'm good. I'm very good. Yeah. Are you okay? Yeah. Good. Holy shit. Also, I have two things. One, I'm very appreciative of you continuing to give me reassurance and kept asking me if it was okay to keep going. And number two, I can confidently say that you can eat my pussy better than he could. Easily. Yeah. Good job. Yeah, I'm patting your head. You're laying on my chest. And we're both lazy to do other things. So I'm just patting your head. Oh, fuck. But hey, look at me. Thank you for coming over. And thank you for checking up on me. Oh, I really fucking appreciate you. Yeah. Even before you fucked me, I was very appreciative of you. Yeah. And I mean that. I mean everything. And I meant every word that I said tonight. Yeah. You know what sounds really nice right now? A shower, and then we can get some like ice cream delivered. Yeah, we can get some ice cream delivered. Or if we're feeling ambitious, we can pick some up. Either way, ice cream with you sounds really, really nice. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Anything with you sounds really nice. Yeah.